Shall we turn in our camp songbooks to number 49? Number 49.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's stand. So grateful that you have redeemed us unto yourself. Lord, we're so grateful that you made a way where we can come boldly to that throne of grace, come before you this morning, Lord, not on our own merit. Oh God, we would never feel worthy in and of ourselves, but you made a way for us through Jesus Christ, that shed blood, Lord, that sacrifice once and for all, that we might know you, the only true God. And we worship you this morning, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory that's due your name. We ask, Lord God, that you'll remove any scales from our eyes or anything that might hinder our being and knowing that you're with us. Amen. Oh God, we trust you to do that. We believe you to do that. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full and free. Let's sing it again right to him. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full and free. Oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. We worship you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our great Savior, we worship you. We give you the praise and honor that's due your name, O Lord. We shout unto you, O God. You are worthy, O Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. I worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will be praised. You will be honored, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the good report we got from Sister Mary of how you met the villagers last night, and God, how your word went forth to them, and there was such a good response, and some stayed in your presence. This is good news, Lord. This is what we want to hear, that you're working and meeting them, that you're making yourself manifest to them, Lord. That the Holy Spirit is glorifying Christ in their midst, and we give you praise for that. Thank you for what you're doing in that chapel there, and the cottage, rather, Lord, and working there. And this morning, Lord, as we have worshipped you and thanked you for our great salvation, where our cry is, Lord, that there'll come real born-again experiences in the village and, Lord, in the cottage. Oh, Lord, even with those little ones, that you'll get a hold of their hearts for the kingdom of God. Lord, they'll be spoiled from this world, Lord, and set for the kingdom. We believe you to do that. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll do such a eternal work in these days while they're here. We believe you to do this, dear God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for every guest you bring on these grounds. And we do pray, Lord, that you will have your will. Why you brought them here will be accomplished. And we trust you to do this. We thank you, O God, that you're moving. And we thank you for those testimonies last night and how you're meeting the staff and working in them. Continue, we pray, Lord, while they're here. Just complete your work. We believe you to do it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And let's sing also number 39 in the White Camp books as well. Number 39. Now, I know some of you haven't realized I'm not the greatest singer, and I have a bit of a cold, so I'm going to ask you to really help me by singing louder, okay? And that would be good. These hymns are so mighty, I could use your help, so help a poor singing pastor, all right? Come on, let's go. Let's sing this. When Jesus saw me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. He called me forevermore his own. He has given a fountain of sweetness within. He's the best friend that I have ever known.
Thank you. thank God for such love. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for your keeping power, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Read that, Lord, is touched with our infirmities, and he has compassion on us and love, and I'm thankful that we are called to follow the same characteristics of our Lord, and the word compassion came to me today for, I don't know what the reason was, but how yesterday we joined with Heaven as far as his friend, and he had compassion on the situation. And I think the Lord would like us to have more compassion in our practical lives. And we all know people that we can empathize with. And empathy is a little stronger than sympathy. Empathy, you get into a person's feelings. But I was thinking of a testimony that I heard in Ozone Park of a lady whose baby was, I guess she, the baby was colicky. And was crying a lot, and so she took him to a clinic or a doctor, and it happened to be a woman doctor. And after the baby was examined, this doctor prayed with the mother. I thought that was beautiful right there. And it was she was given a prescription, and she went to Walgreens or one of the big super places to get prescriptions filled. And while online, the baby was still crying. And I guess it was quite a scene. And someone in line went over to this woman and prayed with her for the baby. I thought that was so nice, so beautiful. And I think that the Lord wants to put that in us. It's love. It's a type of love, but it's going out of our way to remember people and to express the love of Christ in that way. And I pray that the Lord would help us all to do that too. Here at camp, I remember several years ago, there were two kids on the staff, two girls, happened to be girls on the staff, and they came from, not from our fellowship, and they were sort of stood out. They were very into themselves, very quiet, that is, they introverted, I guess. And I was so blessed at how our girls took an interest in those two girls. They happened to be sisters. And then later on, at the end of the period, the elder of the two gave a testimony, and you heard the baggage that those two girls came with to camp, the terrible circumstances. And I was so blessed that our girls could show some practical love and compassion. And I pray that the Lord would help us all to do that. It can be a manly thing, too. It's not something that just the girls do, but we can, as men, we can, wherever we are, in college or whatever, you can spot sometimes kids that are in need, people that are in need. May the Lord help us to do that, to show the love of Christ in our lives and those we come in contact with.
Yes, amen. We do ask, Lord, that you will, by the Holy Spirit, instill this in us. We pray, Lord God, we pray that even throughout this 70th season, Lord, that as staff members, even the guests, will have that, the Holy Spirit will instill that, that compassion in us, that we'll see a need, we'll see perhaps someone who needs the love of Christ. Lord, we're thankful for the very practical way the Holy Spirit works, and we want to be there. We want to be sensitive to that, and so we do pray this prayer, dear Lord, that here at camp, at home, in our churches, in our families, that the compassion of Christ will so move us. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I was, as I've mentioned, when I was considering how many years I've been a part of this camp. And I came when I was 13, and we figured out it was about 45 years of being here, and I spent most of my summers up here at camp. And I wanted to, now this may not mean a whole lot to you, but I want to express it and thank the Lord for the people that have ministered into my life throughout those years. And I mentioned some during the week of some of the saints that I had opportunity to just sit under and pray for me, lay their hands on me. And I was thankful for that. But this morning the Lord reminded me of some that weren't ministers. And I want to mention them, and although maybe some of the young people may not recall them. And this is more than just reminiscing. I'm thankful that they touched my life. And their pictures are around. Sister Inez over here, she's over here, a longtime secretary of the camp. And boy, what a blessing she was to me at camp. Just so sweet, quiet. But I remember when I was head counselor, now this is just practical things, but when I was head counselor, the banking was different then. We did the banking. It was very different. And you know, we were, Steve Schulteis and I, we tried and tried to balance those books. We were $10 short. Just couldn't get that, you know, and I said, go over it again, Steve. So finally we went into Sister Inez and said, Sister Inez, we just can't get the $10. And she sweetly said, well, there's an envelope on the corner of the desk. Why don't you take that with you? And, you know, it was $10 in it. And we were balanced. So, but you know what she also did? When the we lived up here in the winter program together, and I can't go into detail. I don't want to take a whole lot of time. But my fourth year, I became engaged to Diane Papa. And I was still living up here, and we were engaged. But the only place to speak was in a vestibule over in where Tom and Mary live. It wasn't really private, you know. And she saw that. So she came to me one time, and she said, in the kitchen while I was doing dishes, and she said, Keith, I have something for you. And I, what is it, Sister Inez? And I put out, she took my hand, and she put a key in my hand. She says, there's a phone in the office that works. You know? And I said, you sneaky old lady, you. I didn't say that. I thought it. I wasn't quite sanctified yet. And, you know, that's how she blessed me. And she said, I'm praying for you and Diane. And when she said she was praying for someone, you know, it wasn't just a cliche. She prayed for you. Well, the day came when Di and I were getting close to my leaving camp and being married. She called me inside and said, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I paid for two nights at the Mohawk for you in New Paltz for your honeymoon. You know, I got a little bent out of shape because I said, well, you don't go doing that. Till I went there. It's an awesome place. It was like $500 a night to that effect. Well, anyway, where am I going with this? She's blessed my life in spiritual ways, but also in very practical ways. And I wanted to be at, when she passed away and went up to heaven, I wanted to be at the funeral, and I didn't make it. But God works things out. And you know, because of the way it is here, they can't have the burial because of the frozen ground. It just so happened that I was able to be here when Brother Edwin was here, and they said, we're having the burial for Sister Inez, and her nephew was there, and I got to share about her grace to me. God worked it all out. I just want to mention a couple more people. In that room, among the portraits of the saints, is two women called the Bloom Sisters. And you know, they were a pain in my neck, and they were. They were you. Oh, you shouldn't speak ill of the dead. Too late. But they were. Oh, I'm telling you. But Sister Margaret was a fantastic head counselor in the cottage. But she also was the storekeeper. Sister Alice, she did the laundry, housekeeping. Both very educated women. Sister Alice was particularly, I understand, quite a skillful woman. But here she was doing our laundry. And, you know, they were like watchguards over this place. You didn't get away with anything. And I'm not going to go into all the stories of how they turned me in. Because they did. They turned me in a few times. And you know, our favorite pastime, talk about compassion, our favorite pastime as a staff member was to talk about how mean the Blooms are. You know? Did you hear any more? Yeah, did you? Well, I'll tell you one time. I was over at the store and they were playing ping pong. I happened to skillfully unlock the windows to the store. And I said, hey, guys, look at this. Now, we didn't go in or do anything, but put them back on. But somehow that got to Sister Margaret. Next thing you know, I'm getting called to the office. And, well, Kate? Well, what? And, you know, and I said, well, I was just checking out your security. We don't do that here, you know. And I got a raking over the coals. That did not put Sister Margaret in my best favor. But I have to tell you something, though. This is how these saints are, though. The truth is they did help keep this camp holiness unto the Lord. And sometimes, yes, they were tough. But one night, Reverend Gardner came over, and there was a tongues and interpretation over me. And I was trying to retain it, but I was so nervous with him praying for me. You don't always get it all. But then the next day, here came Sister Margaret and Sister Alice and said, look, we wrote it all down for you, brother. Look what the Lord said, brother. You should know, brother, you should pray over this. You should get on your knees right now, brother. No, I pushed it too far. But they wrote all that for me, wrote it out. And that wasn't the only time they did that. And so I want to say, I thank God that there are pictures in there, because they were a good deal of the vehicle of maturing me in the Lord as well as the pastors here. Thank God for that, right? Absolutely. Well, there's others. There's Sister Meyer. One last one. Since it's camp and, you know, we're relaxed, this isn't regular church, so I can talk to you, right? Sister Meyer was great, too. And Brother Meyer, by the way. Actually, she became Sister Meyer. What was her name before? Do you remember? Thank you. She was always catching me and saying, smile. Because I was pensive, you know? And smile, Keith. Smile. Always. And whenever I caught her, Keith, you should smile. Lord, the Lord loves you. And I knew all that. But my favorite story is that whenever I saw her, then I made sure I smiled. Because I'm intelligent. Right? So when I saw Sister Meyer coming, I'd be like, having a good time here. But the Blooms, they knew me from the boathouse of always being silly. So Sister Margaret gave me talks about being more serious. So I had this conflict between, you know, trying to be more serious. And yet when I saw Sister Meyer, I would have to be more cheerful, you know. And this absolutely happened. I'm coming around by the men's room there. And there used to be gravel there. And poor Sister Meyer, she slipped and right as I was coming this way, and she went down, and the last thing she saw was a smile on my face. that wasn't right, but that's just a camp story in the life of Keith Schneider, right? Oh my goodness! But you know, she also was a blessing, and I'm thankful that I remember her praying for me as well. Well, these are just some folks that are a big part of this camp as well. You know, they weren't ministers. They weren't visiting pastors. They serve this camp with all their heart, like perhaps some of you. But like what Brother Paul mentioned this morning, they didn't just do their job. They noticed, you know, they noticed a greasy hair little pot boy who was quiet and hardly made a peep, couldn't sing loud, but they noticed me. And I mattered to them. And they prayed for me. And when God spoke, they wanted to make sure I heard. And they were just storekeepers and, you know, housekeepers, nothing special. But they had the compassion and love of Christ. And so, rightfully so, their pictures should be on these walls. That's what I say. And I'm thankful they're there. Well, we're going to sing one more song, and that's The Mercies of God. It's 35 in this book. 35. And why don't we stand, please? Open and let's be seated, but we'll just sing that last verse in closing, okay?